never got cooler than 28 degrees overnight, Fief, and 35 is the sultry, humid high forecast today by the Bureau.
Yesterday, do you know, temperatures were up to 45 degrees yesterday, actually, in Melbourne, Byron. That is extraordinary.
Like, yeah, it was
that
hot.
Is so hot. And then Sunday nights are always challenging anyway when you work early mornings. Anyone else who does sort of shift work and they're up at 4 a.m., it's not fun. You really want to get some good hours in. And I went to bed. I was in bed at 8 o'clock, 8:30. I knew the aircon was struggling because already the bedroom's hot. So you're like, when your bedroom's hot, your aircon's
sticky
in trouble.
Sticky sheets.
And then I sort of started to nod off and then, no, not that sticky. Mm. And then I started to nod off and then about 9:30, I went, why am I really, really, really hot? And I looked, power out. Nothing. Because I've got a TV in my room, I looked over, I'm like, where's that red light? No! And then, so I lay, and there's nothing worse than when you go, because then you start that thing of, right, it'll kick in. And then the minutes turn into hours where you're going, come on.
A window opener so that fresh breeze comes in, or do you just leave the...
There was no fresh
breeze.
It was stagnant.
Well, it's going
it
to be hotter. It's going to be hotter inside than outside, surely.
It was just thick. And then I was so delirious and I've had no sleep. And there was part, I reckon about 1 a.m., I lay there going, I'm going to leave this career in radio. And I'm going to become one of those people who fix the power outages. And I'm going to be like a superhero who just goes around and does this. Because I feel for those guys and girls who were out last night trying to fix this. But if I could figure out how to fix it myself.
SES? Something like that. Yes, SES.
If I could fix it myself, I would. It's like I thought, you know, the other day when you had to change a flat tyre. Well done. You've got that skill. I want to fix power outages. Because I never want to go through that hell that I went through last night. And 131060.
Brendan.
You can't just have generators in your backyard, can you?
The property you live on.
No, you can't just have generators. You've never been to my little humble house. 131060.
Why didn't you go into one of the other wings?
I'm curious. 131060, if anybody else wants to vent, share their pain, were they in extraordinary circumstances last night where they couldn't
let's hear it. Mate, 70,000 power outages across Melbourne.
I don't want to hear about the penguins that were hanging out in your bedroom, Fev.
Mate, they left the sea life place down here at New Crown and they waddled all the way down to Brighton and they went,
Tell me again how cold you were that you pulled the doona up around your face.
Well, I was really cold. And my daughter Lenny is in here and she...
Well rested?
Well rested.
She looks so well rested. Look at her.
How'd you sleep, Len dog?
I slept great.
Was it nice and warm in our room?
It was cold and you snuggled up in your doona and it was warm and comfy. And
the Favola's had a great sleep.
Lenny, I love you and I love it when you come in here this morning, but you're not helping right now.
Unlucky, Boxy.
This could go two ways, Fief. Let's you know, to keep it fair and balanced, call if you had a nightmarish, awful sleep, or call if you just had a great sleep like Fev.
I actually had a bit of a runny nose. It was a bit cold.
131060.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Instagram, got a poll up there. How well did you sleep last night? 131060, our number as well here at The Fox.
Yeah, like I've had a shocker. I mean, we could, you know, usually, Fev, we can go head to head, but this morning we are absolute opposites. You have slept in an ice cooler, essentially, like a baby tucked up with your doona.
It was pretty... It's pretty much similar to my Jenny Craig meals in my freezer. I felt like one of them.
You even just got a plug-in for your endorsement.
How does he do it?
How do you do it? I've not slept. I
slept with my buff heads on too.
Okay.
We had a power outage. I lay in stifling heat. I started hallucinating at one stage, going, I can't. Like, that's, you know, for if we go into any wars in the future,
right.
Heat.
I think at one point.
That's like torture.
You had these sort of delusionary visions of working for Ausgrid, I think, at one point.
Yeah, I wanted to be an SES worker.
Right.
Or like, but more like a superhero.
I actually thought about this last night.
People in the night.
Boxy, and I thought, because I watched the news and they had the power outage, and I thought, because I can't sleep when it's hot. Like, if it's.
No, either can I.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't.
Just can't do it. I thought, if our power did go out, I thought of things to do.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd just go sit in the car, just turn it on, because I don't have a garage, so it's outside.
Yeah.
And just have the aircon running.
Oh, there you go.
And just sleep.
I love that whilst you were tucked up in your freezer that you thought, I wonder how those people are coping. Yeah. This is what I do.
And not once did it cross my mind that you'd be one of those people,
yeah.
Boxy.
Well, it was me, and now I am particularly grumpy. Alice in Hyatt. Hi, Alice.
Hey, how are you going?
Well, Alice had a shocker. You sound... relatively happy, so I'm going to guess you've had a good night's sleep.
Oh, gosh, no.
Oh, so, yeah, there we go. There it is.
I'm exactly the same as you. Power was out at about 4 p.m.
Yeah.
So I literally spent the whole night either in the pool or lying on the floorboard, probably about an hour's sleep altogether.
Oh. I remember at 4 p.m., Alice, we actually turned our aircon off because it was too cold.
That's not helpful.
No, we did. We turned it off.
Doesn't
help. I had this issue. Poor Trix. She has a warm bath at night. Like, I can't. So even though it was like 40 degrees, she still wanted to have a hot bath. I'm like, sweetheart, doesn't work like that. Here's some cold water.
Here's some ice. Screaming. Here's an ice bath.
Elizabeth in Canterbury. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Fifi. I feel your pain. It's so hot.
Isn't it, Elizabeth? And is your power still out?
Well, it's not our power. It's our econ. So it's been out for about 3 weeks. So I don't think it's getting fixed anytime soon. So unfortunately, but anyway, we've had a hot night.
Hey, Elizabeth, you should try. Our executive producer, Leon, he came up with this medieval type of air conditioner where you get the fan.
Get in
to say okay, it. Okay, Leon, you tell Elizabeth what you did last night.
It's simple. You get a bucket. You get a colander and fill it with ice, put it in front of your fan, it makes the air colder.
Yeah, I'll try that next time.
There we go.
It lasts about 4 minutes, but yeah.
Nice stuff.
So that Elizabeth, was just Tim James in the background.
Yeah, just answering
really annoying
phones. He probably would have kept the noise down behind Leon there. But thank you for your call, Elizabeth. We'll take another call here on 131060 feet.
Jasmine in Wyndham Vale. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, okay, Jasmine, are you sweltering or have you slept like a baby?
No, sweltering, no. The power went out at 7:30. Rang the power company. And the sad thing was, a couple of the neighbours across the road had power, but we didn't.
You're on the wrong side.
I don't understand that.
Hey, Jasmine, I love that you rang them because I always just hope that someone else is doing that. So I lie there and I go, please, someone else be ringing because I
can't. It didn't make a difference. 1:30 this morning, it's come back on. Oh. I'm like, oh, my God. So the house was all heated up.
Awful.
Do you know what? I forgot to say, my power was playing cheeky buggers because it came back on.
Cheeky buggers?
Was it playing cheeky buggers?
You little cheeky bugger.
No, at about 11:30, it came back on and I went, you beauty.
And then it went
off.
And
then about 10 minutes later, it went out again.
Oh, teasing you.
The beauty about where I live, Boxy, we live in a bubble, so if it does go out, they just get the generators going.
What do you mean a bubble?
Oh, just where I live.
What?
It'll never go out. Generators kicking.
Okay, Brighton's not that good. Brendan in Maribyrnong. Hi, Brendan.
Hi, how are you?
Well, Brendan, yeah, I can tell you've had a good night's sleep.
I've had a very good night's sleep. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Yeah. Where the hell have you been?
Brendan,
where do you live?
Okay, clearly you didn't have a power outage. Through how pleasant your night's sleep was.
Very good. I even had the doors closed. I even had my doona on because I got cold with the fan on.
Yeah,
I've come to the conclusion, Boxy. Anyone named Brendan's bloody annoying, aren't they?
Yep.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
I don't mind saying I was a little sad when I woke up on Saturday morning and I read the news that Sophie and Stu were over. Sophie Monk went on The Bachelorette to find love. She picked Stu Landy, something like that. Okay. She picked the billionaire. And there was all that speculation early on, isn't it? There were the project appearance where people were suggesting they didn't look close. And I love Soph, and I think most of the nation does, particularly after The Bachelorette. I really wanted that to be real, and I watched all their Insta stories hanging out
snow,
in Canada in the snow, and I went, good on you.
Working.
I thought they had a shot.
That's unbelievable. Nobody else thought that.
I thought it.
Did you really think that?
Just the way they were, the Insta stories, how they're playing all the games, and it just looked actually looked real.
Okay.
But when the show was on, I'm like, man, not going to work.
Well, just straight after, I was one of the, there's something a bit iffy. It just didn't feel. I thought maybe they'd broken up.
Yeah.
But people are saying that they're insinuating there was a contract. No way. I don't believe it.
You don't?
I don't know.
We love Sophie. Look, we love Sophie personally, but come on, that particular show, they've all been duds. The whole show's a joke.
You call Sophie a dud?
Well, the relationships are built on something that's not real and they fall over.
Married at First Sight, staying tonight.
Sam Frost? His name? No, that wasn't a great one. Sam, the guy.
Okay.
He just had a baby with
It's just
Georgia
been
Love.
Pointed
no!
out.
What? Somebody's had a baby. Tim and Anna are married.
Okay.
You've just undermined a franchise that's producing marriages and babies.
Marriage.
One marriage, one baby,
so I woke
one
up
real jerk. Well, I mean, Blake Garvey, that was a disaster.
I woke up early, Boxy, and I sent everyone a message about this. So I was reading through all the messages, and I did come across one that made me laugh a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Our good mate Jared Someone said, Jared, time to get the pot plant back up. Step up, big boy. Very funny.
Yeah, but you know, Jared's now with Kira.
Oh, yeah, can't break that.
Come on. I've seen photos of them holding hands.
I've seen photos of you pregnant.
Yeah, no, that was just a big lunch.
Fifi, Bev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
Sad day for lovers of IKEA. A day of mourning, probably a week of mourning at all IKEA stores around the country because the founder of IKEA, the billionaire, Ingvar Kamprad, has passed away. Now, he was 91. He founded IKEA on his family farm back in 1943. Here's some fun facts about Ingvar, because I think we should celebrate him. He was 17 when he was watching somebody who was buying furniture have trouble getting in the back of their ute or their car.
And then they started, would have been a horse and carriage back then.
1943. No, it would have been a nice rocking Volvo over there in Sweden. And then he had the idea of flat pack furniture. He was the pioneer of flat pack furniture because he saw somebody having difficulty putting a dining room table into a car.
He'd have a lot of loot.
Another fun fact. Do you like the fun facts I'm coming
up
with for you?
I love the fun facts.
Billionaire only wore secondhand clothing. Drove a Volvo, a modest Volvo.
Modest Volvo.
I love that. One of the world's richest men.
Extraordinary.
Secondhand clothing.
Does he have kids?
I'm sure he does. I noticed they've gone very quiet in the press.
obviously is a sad passing, but they certainly.
But you know what? The thing is, IKEA. Now, love it or hate it, I personally love it. I get excited when I pull into the IKEA car park, and I think it's because when I was a kid, what is that music? Because
it's Swedish music.
Well, it sounds like Zorba the Greek. Like it feels a bit Greek.
We'll whip it down.
I remember when I was a kid and when IKEA was when I first realised or came across those big ball pits, you know, the coloured ball pits?
Great fun.
Because Mum would leave me in there and then she'd go off and, you know, walk around the maze.
We used to have one of them down at the pub near Dandenong when we go out for dinner. Mum and Dad would sit down and have dinner. We'd go in the ball pit. It's the best.
It's so fair to go to a pub that has a ball pit. That's just fair.
How much fun are they?
Yeah, and you know what? I don't even mind the idea of making my own furniture. I know that's an issue some people have. I feel like I'm conquering something. I never make it quite well, like it never lasts, but I like the idea of making my furniture. Fev, have you got an IKEA piece of furniture in your house that you'd like to honour today with the passing of Ingmar?
Today.
I've never been to IKEA, Boxy.
About what?
Yeah. Not interested.
Hang on. You at one stage were a single young footballer who would have been having to go to IKEA to get bits and pieces.
I had a manager.
Oh, you're kidding.
So relatable.
I literally never went to IKEA. The fact that you have to go there and buy it and then make it, please. Mate, I went to Bunnings over the summer and I needed a new Weber. And I said to the lady, can I please have that Weber? She said, yeah, I'll go out the back and get the box. No. I want that Weber. She goes, what do you mean? I said, well, I don't know how to put it together. She goes, I can do this. All you need is tools at home. I don't have tools. So she gave me the one there and I just put it in the back of the car, got home, bang, done. Put a steak on the barbie.
Do you know what I'd love to see? Because you are somehow able to make people do things. I'd love you to go into IKEA, having never been there. Aren't you even just interested?
No.
Okay. I would challenge you to try and get them to give you floor stock because at IKEA they will not give you floor stock.
That's great. We'll take you to Victoria Gardens there, the Richmond IKEA, and let's get you in there because no one, that's impossible because they need that. That's display stock. Yeah, you've got to build it.
No, but what happens is if you take one off the floor, they get the people that don't do anything to make one and they put it back on the floor.
Okay.
Why would you want to go home and make it?
Because it's purpose-fed.
Oh, I go to IKEA today, go home and build something in 35-degree heat with no aircon.
No.
No, thank you.
No, not today.
IKEA's not fun.
Okay, no, I will not have you say that in this day of mourning. We are going to celebrate IKEA. We're 1310, not the Greek music again.
Sorry, it's Swedish. Hey, smash the plate. Hey, it's Greek.
1310-60. Let's celebrate. What's your favourite IKEA piece of furniture?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go with my Sjögren.
My
bedside table that I made from scratch.
Is that called a Sjögren?
I think it's the Sjögren.
Right.
Named after our executive producer, Leon.
Yes,
but if you can organise me to go to IKEA and I'll then I get it for nothing, obviously, because we're pumping it up.
No, 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 this is not about freebies. Just for once.
It's always about freebies.
For once, can something not be about freebies?
Okay.
This is just 131060. We're celebrating IKEA. What have you made? What's your favourite piece of furniture? In fact, if you know the name, the Swedish name of your piece of furniture.
Bonus points.
Bonus points. And remember the, you know, $10,000 Jaffel, you can still win 10 grand.
That too.
And ring up if you've never been.
131060 is the number. Here at the thoughts. Fox with Fifi Fevin Byron.
Fifi Fevin Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Sad news today, as you play Ava's Dancing Queen. Because the IKEA founder, Ingmar Kamprad, at the age of 91, has passed away. And we want to celebrate the life of the man who brought us IKEA by celebrating and remembering your favourite pieces of IKEA furniture. Yes, you can. I mean, I must point out, he's just passed away.
Yeah,
it just doesn't feel appropriate.
Sorry, well, you asked for Abba. Sorry.
But I can't stop dancing now, and that's not really appropriate.
It's a weird time
as we
to be
talk
dancing.
About the passing yep. of this legendary entrepreneur. Anyway, I have highlighted my Sjögren bedside table. I say table because I couldn't be bothered making the second one, but I've got one really solid piece in the spare room I'm very proud of.
You've got an assistant called Sjögren too.
Yeah, Leon. It's got a little nice white front bit, like a white panel at the front.
I love that.
I love the wood they have at IKEA. It's always blonde. I like a blonde wood.
You know those cube? It's a blonde wood on the Sjögren. Those cubes, right? They're amazing. It's like 8 different holes in it. You can put like baskets in the square holes.
Yeah, got them.
Unbelievable.
Pretty sure most furniture shops would have that, wouldn't they?
Oh, IKEA's just different sometimes. Okay. You know what? It's about IKEA today, Fev.
Come on, mate.
Pay your respects.
I've never been.
I know, which is an issue. Vula in Epping. Hi, Vula.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Vula. We are celebrating the life of the founder of IKEA. Any piece of furniture that you would like to throw a mention for this morning?
Yes. I have 1,000 pieces of the silver range at home, which is the kids. Each kid's bedroom, playroom, and I put it all together myself. And if I come home and my husband sees a piece of furniture, I bribe him and we make a deal and he'll put it together for me and he'll get something out of it too.
There we go. Now you've got my attention. What's the deal?
That's the Stuva range
the
of furniture.
Stuva range. I reckon I've got some Stuva. Actually,
I want to know the deal of if the husband puts it together.
I think we can figure out what the deal is. Not. I reckon the Stuva is those shelves you're talking about, Byron.
The Stuva.
Yeah,
okay.
The Stuva.
No, good stuff.
Mia in Templestowe. Hi, Mia.
Good morning.
Mia.
I've actually...
No, you go. You were being very proactive there.
I'm trying to be organised. I've actually got 4 sets of mom drawer sets.
Oh, the mom, yep.
The mom. They're awesome. We bought a...
Mm.
Yeah?
No, you go. We're doing great work
great
here,
rapport.
Mia.
Really good chemistry building.
You two are tight.
No, I'm a teacher, so I can't stop talking. I've got 4 of them. We bought our first one when we had our first baby, and now even the cat's got one.
The mom, I love it.
That's beautiful.
The mom drawers, the Stuva cupboards, everything's IKEA today. Ingmar would be so proud.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
I know. Come for the ride, though. I'm
on board.
Alice in Carrum Downs. Hi, Alice.
Hi, how are you?
Alice, right now, I wish I knew the Swedish word for hello. Leon, help me.
What's the Swedish word for hello, Leon Sjögren?
We should really embrace this.
Hunger.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I was close.
Yeah, it probably is that. Hello, Alice.
No.
Hello.
No. We are celebrating your IKEA furniture today. What particular item would you like to mention?
Basically, my whole living room. When I was in uni, my husband or partner at the time, my husband now, we went out to IKEA and we have basically a whole living room of IKEA stuff that we've still got now. And probably my favourite was our Bourget or Borg.
Oh, the Bourget.
The dining room table. Borg. The easiest to put together.
Do you know, Alice, you gave it a shot. See, I like that Vula, Mia and Alice have all attempted to pronounce the furniture that they're celebrating because
absolutely.
It's often difficult.
I just think that we should go out and to a furniture shop, Australian made, look after...
Today to have that message?
I hear you. I'm absolutely a big fan of everything that's Australian made. We have some wonderful...
Support our homegrown talent.
Men and women here in Australia making wonderful furniture. Can Ingmar just have the one day of mourning?
We had 91 days. He's a billionaire.
91 years.
91 years.
Right. 91 years.
Just
days.
Same very thing. Young entrepreneur. Who anyway, died after 91 days.
Three past Australian, mate.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Anyone who's ever carried weight knows it can be a very difficult thing to either shed it. There's psychological reasons you can put on weight. It's always difficult.
And Jaffles. Jaffles.
When Jaffles you start working with Fev, and one minute you've got Jaffle Friday, and then every day is Jaffle Day.
Jaffle Tuesday.
But no, weight is always a sensitive issue because I find it's always attached to things. I don't think somebody puts on weight and it's just as simple as, oh, come on, mate, just go to the gym a bit more and stop eating hamburgers. No, not that easy. So when somebody like Gaz Beadle, now I am a... Geordie Shaw.
Oh, Geordie.
Okay, Geordie Shaw, Gaz. Remember Charlotte and Gaz? No. I mean, at first I don't like Gaz because he broke Charlotte's heart and I love Charlotte. Yep. Now, if you don't know who these people are, don't worry. Here's the thing you need to know. Gaz is a big star over in the UK, but here too. A lot of people know him. He comes out here. He makes appearances at raves, gets paid money to come and open an event. But anyway,
He does do the odd bush doof.
His girlfriend had a baby 10 days ago. She uploaded a photo to Instagram, as she should,
and that's cute.
Go for it, of her 13-kilo weight loss in 10 days. So wow. She looks super hot. I'll show you the photo, but can I have it back because I'm reading the article? He's having a quick look. She's super hot. She's a model. I mean, she was already a model before she had the baby. She's had the baby and she's bounced right back. Well done to her. I certainly didn't. And I look at these women, I go, well, that's just genetics. I'm not going to get bitter and twisted about it, but I clearly couldn't do that.
I didn't even have a baby.
I know, but you're doing well. You're doing well with Jenny Craig.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Now, she got slammed on social media because that's what happens. Trolls come out and go, stop rubbing it in. Stop showing off about how good your body is. So Gaz decided to do his own post. Uh-oh. I'm going to read it.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Now, this is unfortunate. Now, he's defending his partner. I get that bit. All the negative comments are coming from people who, when pregnant, use the excuse to eat everything under the sun because they were eating for two and now they can't shift the weight. Women, I will never understand. You've all lost the plot. And it's easy to lose that weight. It's called not being lazy and doing something about it.
Oh, Gaz.
And that's the end for Gaz. That is the end.
No more nightclub appearances.
Bad luck, Gaz.
Seriously, that infuriates me. And let's be honest, that poor girl, where I feel sorry for her is, imagine if she had stacked it on and kept it on. He's the kind of guy that would go, honey, what are you going to do about that situation? by the way, situation, another Jersey Shore reference there, guys. Just slotted that in for keen observers. But I am wondering, and 131060, if you're prepared to share this, have you had somebody tell you to lose weight?
Oh.
Now, you know, I am going to ask for if you've got a partner, maybe it's an ex-partner, which would be very understandable. But I can never understand it when somebody confronts somebody. And I've got a girlfriend and she's now longer with this guy. I remember she put in the 2 years they'd been together, she got comfortable in the relationship, put on a bit of weight. And she came home one day and there were a pair of scales in the bathroom. And they were just sitting there.
Wow.
I know. This is unbelievable. And she just didn't know what they were. He came home from work.
No.
And she said, honey, what are the scales doing there? And he just went, oh, I just thought you might want to. And then he got sort of awkward. Oh. And she said, I can't believe this. And he said, well, I didn't want to say it to offend you. So I just did that.
Oh, that's worse.
It's almost worse.
It's worse.
It's a really tricky area. It's tough because then I think you can have partners that think they're being supportive. I want you to be healthy and I just feel like you're not healthy at the moment. I mean, if ever I've had a boyfriend who has told me maybe, you know, for your own health, don't have another Nutella donut. See you later, mate. Do not tell me what enough. I can or can't eat.
We're done.
And you're right, Boxy. I think baby or no baby, any male or female that put on weight, like I love food and you just eat it. And it's so hard to say no. And when you get in a rut and you get comfortable and you get bigger and then it is really hard to lose it. Like I'm on a diet now, but it is really hard to lose it. And you've got to be mentally in it and invested. So you can't be just halfway. Oh, I'm going to be on a diet, but I might cheat that little donut.
It would have to come from within, wouldn't it? Sure.
It's within. It's each to their own. Some people like to be bigger. And people shouldn't judge people. Like I remember when I was a bit bigger and I'd be at like a McDonald's or something and I'd be having like a Big Mac and a McChicken, and you see people look at you, and I know they're looking at me going, well, that's why you're fat.
Well, the thing is, when
but I'm enjoying what I'm eating. Don't judge me. I don't judge you.
And you know this too, Fev, and you're a big, strong man. And I've watched people be rude to your face and talk about you having put on weight, which I think is phenomenal.
It's the first thing they say to me. Oh, geez, you put on a bit, big fella.
Yeah, who says
also,
that?
Come on, when you've put on weight, you are insecure. There is insecurity in you. You're suddenly not, you know, you're feeling that. And then for somebody to push the button and say, hey, have you thought about losing weight? Whoa, but 131060, I can already see the phones are melting down. Let's next hear from people who have been told by somebody they love, you need to lose weight.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
Extraordinary Shore star Gaz Beadle has fired up Instagram social media by defending his girlfriend who, after 10 days on from giving birth, has lost 13 kilos and looks like the supermodel she was before she had the baby. But why people are offended is he then went on to say that pregnant women use pregnancy as an excuse to eat everything and that they need to shift the weight faster. He said, it's easy to lose the weight. Stop being lazy and do something about it. Oh. Ooh.
I reckon that she's put on no weight at all and that's just what the baby weight.
That's what I mean. And that's the thing.
Like she just got a big bump and then that's it. Baby's come out, bang.
I agree. And as a woman because that carried weight after I'd had a baby. And I actually remember even after I'd had Trixie and I remember like 6 weeks on or even a couple of months on, I'd be in the kitchen having a bowl of ice cream. I remember my mum would look at me and I'm like, are you kidding
Pearl,
me?
What did you get addicted to when you were pregnant?
Oh,
like food-wise?
I was already addicted to it all. I just kept
eating. And still am.
Yeah, exactly. I just kept eating the stuff I always love. But 131060, we have asked the question, has somebody close to you and, you know, maybe a partner said to you, I think you should lose weight? Sam in Narre Warren South. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Sam. Sam, have you had the horror of somebody telling you that you need to lose weight?
Yeah, my partner did.
Sam, what were the circumstances? Like, well, how did he say it?
Yeah, it was a little bit harsh the way he said it at the start. He kind of said he wasn't really feeling the relationship and that he was, a little bit worried about... Yeah.
Hang on. So, Sam, he said to you he wasn't feeling the relationship. And do you mean that he was basically saying, I am not attracted to you anymore? Is that what you think?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Sam, how did that make you feel? Like, how did you respond?
Well, I kind of turned it around and we did have a little bit, it was a little bit of a little bit scary because I didn't want to lose him and everything. So I went and joined the boot camp the next day and I've lost 20 kilos since May.
So strangely, it's
Sam,
worked out.
Well, that's worked out. But I would have, if I was Sam Boxy, I would have just ordered a large pizza with a lot, sat on the couch and said, if you don't like it, babe, see ya.
Well, Sam, because
I smashed the whole
pizza.
I don't
want to have a go at your relationship, Sam, and you're really happy. And that's great. You know, if you've done that and done
kilos
it for
is great.
You, it's a great effort. But can I ask some particulars? Like, what had you put on weight since you started seeing him?
Yeah, definitely.
Like a considerable amount, or
yeah, a fair bit, yeah, definitely.
Oh, Sam, like I'm reluctant to say anything because you're still together. But I hope you did it for you, and I'm really happy that you're feeling good about yourself. Has it been hard though in the relationship?
No, not really. No, it's definitely, it's made me more confident and I'm happy that I've done it. I'm now currently prepping for a fitness competition. So
it's gone full circle for Sam. I mean, this shouldn't have anything to do with it.
I just feel, you know what I feel though, and maybe I'm an idiot and I've got rose-coloured glasses on, I just feel like your partner should love you for you.
Yep.
And whatever happens, like however you...
Don't try to break him up, Boxy.
Was he super fit? Not that this really matters, but was he super fit?
He's 150 kilos on the couch.
Was he a little bit unfit when he was asking you to be fit, Sam?
No, he's very fit.
See, it's interesting.
That's all backfired.
Thank you for sharing that, though, Sam, and as long as you're happy. Jules in Drysdale. Hi, Jules.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Jules. Have you been in a relationship where your partner has basically said lose weight or else?
Well, not so much lose weight or else, but he was always very controlling over my food. If I went to his mum and dad's for Sunday roast, he'd be like, no, only two roast potatoes for Jules. Oh. I was never ever fat. But he was really skinny and I think he just had small man syndrome.
Jules, like how long did you put up with that for?
Well, probably too long. But I just used to ignore him anyway and never really worried too much about my weight. But now I've got the other end of the scale. My lovely husband would love me to put on a few kilos. He's Italian and he likes the curves. And it's never easier to keep the weight when you've got somebody that's like encouraging you to put it on. And I'm like, no, I like how I look.
Do you know what, Georgie? It's interesting. You've had experience both sides. And you know what I'm think is feeder. Key to this, though? Yeah, I've been with feeders before. Yeah. It's dangerous. but... Is Jules, you felt good about yourself? See, I think that's the difference. I think when you're not in a good way and you're carrying weight for whatever reason, with having a partner say I'm not that attracted to can be just devastating. Look, but Jules was quite happy in herself and it was water off a duck's back.
Yeah. I mean, this next one from Debbie, I mean, this might top them all.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Debbie, are you in a situation right now where you've been asked to lose weight?
Yeah, my ex-boyfriend actually asked me to lose weight. In 2010, I had underactive thyroid, so I actually put on a bit of weight, and he said, I'll only marry you if you actually put on weight, if you actually lose the weight.
Did you show him the door?
Yeah,
I did. He's my ex now. But the funny thing is he said I tricked him, because when I was actually with him 14 years ago, I was at a decent weight, and he said, you tricked me.
Oh, wow. Imagine that. Somebody saying...
Very bad for your self-esteem.
Oh, that's
and how are you now, Debbie? You're all right now, mate? Yeah.
No. I've still got the weight on, but now I've got a new partner and he's fine. We go down the aisle and he goes, would you like Tim Tams? Would you like mint slices? It's really the opposite.
Happy.
There we go. Thank you for all your calls on that.
If you're having Tim Tams and Lamingtons down the aisle, you're happy.
It's the Fox.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9, the Fox.
Last week when we got the devastating news that there were suggestions that Festival Hall, an iconic Melbourne music venue, was going to turn into an apartment block, we fired up. This show has become the show to front the campaign to save Festival Hall. Now, admittedly, I haven't been there and I haven't been to gigs there, and that is not good enough.
It's a huge problem.
So I'm going to start going more often. You're not getting an apartment there. But we're firing up this campaign, and we thought, who better to go to than an iconic Melbourne legend himself, who I know is passionate about this cause because he's passionate about music in our home city. It is none other than the incredible, the most well-known Melburnian there is, Melbourne's Molly Meldrum.
What an intro, Molly.
That's a ridiculous build-up, because it should have said the most infamous queen of Melbourne.
Well, he's that too. But Molly, we love having you on the show. We are very fired up about this. I imagine you've got some opinions about Festival Hall becoming an apartment block, do you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I heard the reasons afterwards, you know, saying that it's not functional. But the thing that worries me that when they say, well, you know, we've got Murray Court Stadium, well, hello.
Hey, Mo, it's Fev here, mate. Some of the acts you've seen at the famous festival, you would have seen some amazing people that would have performed there.
Oh, some of the best. I mean, not only from Australia here, you know, Skyhawks and Russell Morris and Sherbet and God knows who, yeah? But, I mean, from an overseas point of view, there were so many amazing acts. You know, obviously the Beatles won, Joe Cocker. Oh. I mean, all these acts that went to Festival Hall, you know? And the first time team that I ever went to Festival Hall was, in fact, for the Beatles thing in 1964. And I was a country boy, and I came there, and I thought, this was the biggest thing I'd ever seen in the world of this room, of this stadium, the whole thing like that, yeah?
Isn't it, Molly? We don't want times to change, so we've got our campaign. We are firing up. Molly, do you want to join us in our campaign to save Festival Hall?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
He signed on. We've got Meldrum. Meldrum, tick.
Hey, Mole, more pressing issue. How are the Saints going to go this year, buddy?
I'm glad you just asked that. We're doing that petition. Can we sign another petition? Just save the Saints.
Good on you. Molly Meldrum is on board, and that is great news. He has signed up, and he is joining our petition to save Festival Hall.
And the Saints.
We'll keep in touch, Molly.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks Mole.
Thanks, Mole.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Guys, a range of messages have been sent to us from the South African jungle.
I love this. By people who are not necessarily loved by the country, but love us. I love that.
I mean, who knew that tennis player Bernard Tomic,
BT,
loves our show.
Hey, Fifi, Fev and Byron, it's Bernard Tomic here, all the way from the African jungle. Wish me luck and I'll see you when I get out.
Well, Bernard. Love that.
We're going to be hanging out, apparently, when he gets out.
We are, Bernie.
That doesn't end there, though. I mean, it goes on and on. What about this footballer who's left a message?
Fifi, Fev and Byron, it's Gibbo here. Can't wait to come and chat to you guys after I come out of the jungle. Fev, you definitely inspired me, mate, so I just want to live up to your standards. Hopefully I can. Look forward to seeing you.
Got a long way to go, but good luck to him.
Josh Gibson.
It's a tough gig over there. It is a tough gig.
People really look up to you. That surprises me.
This one is probably the highest profile of them all, and this guy really polarises. It's a real love or hate with this guy.
Hey, Fifi, Fev and Byron. What's up, Fev? Have you good, my bruh? Stay tuned, man.
We're tight. Chock. He's a good man.
He's
going to really shake things up in there,
yes,
I reckon.
Will.
This will be very good.
It'll be interesting. So, hey, got a bit of news for you after this break.
Oh, no, is it right now, Byron?
No, we'll take a song, but this is huge news involving a member of our show.
It is. Well, I'm not going to lie. I've got an issue with this member of our show because breaking news has just happened on an AM sports show that's just reached me. And I'm like, why aren't we talking about this when it's all about you?
Fev.
So what is this news that another radio show that, let's be honest, it's not a direct competition, so it doesn't matter that much, but why are they talking about this and not you?
Oh, we'll be explained
well,
next.
Well, it's supposed to be secret. So
it's not anymore.
I'm not going to give much, but we'll give a little bit.
No, give it everything.
You're giving everything.
Next.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Breaking news has just filtered through all news services, all social media, and all about our good friend Brendan Favola. Now, this broke on an AM sports radio station.
Oh.
Byron and I have looked at you, Fev, and gone, anything you'd like to tell us? So now, with all our wonderful, loyal listeners, is there news that you would like to share before they read it on another radio station's Twitter feed?
No.
No.
No, the last couple of months I've been in negotiations to go back on the footy show.
Oh, Ben's back!
Which I was on for a long period of time in my playing days. And,
I loved you on the footy show.
Yes, and obviously I've been working with Seven last year and made the decision to go across to Maguire Media. So I spoke to Eddie last week and had some good chats with Ed. He was up in his big Portsy mansion.
Yep. Did you go down there?
No. Just a phone call. It was my birthday. He rang and I thought, I actually had no idea who it was because I don't have his number in this my new phone. And I played along for about 3 minutes and said, hey, mate, because it was my birthday. So yeah, yeah. And then I clicked on, whose voice is this? And it was Eddie's. And I'm thinking, well, he's ringing for my birthday. That's nice. But it was about the footy show. So, I'm back on. Penn hasn't been put to paper yet, but in negotiations. So I will be Thursday nights on the footy show, which will be great.
I used to love watching you on that. You always that loose cannon at the end there. Never
I'm just looking forward to street talk at the Brownlow.
That was the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the end. Yes.
I might not do that.
I don't think they'll be getting me to do that this year.
No, do you know what? And I would give this tip to Ed if I saw him too. That would be genius. If you could tease that Brendan Favola was doing street walk at the Brownlow.
Street walk? Yeah.
Was doing street talk.
Loyal watcher.
Big fan of your work.
I think I insinuated you were a man of the night then. But street talk at the footy, at the Brownlow, that's genius.
Yeah.
What a great.
It will be good.
Who would watch that?
Yeah, who wouldn't?
And it's going to be great. The footy show is all going to be new. It's all revamped. It's going to be all different settings and obviously, Eddie and Sam, it's going to be great. So, looking forward to getting back on there and being heaps funny.
And moving forward, so we get all the scoops that pertain to you and your life from here on in.
Yeah, the sports wrap on a Friday will be brilliant.
Okay,
so, we'll be across everything.
And any announcements we might have here rather than on an AM sports talk channel, maybe here.
Well, it was a secret. I don't know how they found out, but Penn hasn't been put to paper yet. This might pump it up a little bit. Hope you're listening, Eddie,
look out.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.